Blog Talk Radio.
Promoter of the Rebellion Festivals, who are celebrating their 20th anniversary this year in Blackpool, the first from the 4th, I believe, to the 7th or 8th of August at the Winter Gardens in Blackpool. I am so excited, and we will welcome her as soon as we get a call from her. At the moment, I'm reunited with Rick, reunited with Tara to thank her for just being so wonderful and stepping in and just finding the best guests and getting with Rick and just doing everything. And thank you so much, Tara.
You're welcome, gorgeous lady.
And how about you, Rick Meister? Is everything well with you, my friend?
It is now. I'm in the presence of you and Tara. I think that makes it a really great day.
Oh, boy, that's so nice to hear. I missed you all so much. I couldn't believe it. Every Thursday when I was in the Celebrity Big Brother house, I thought about you and Tara, and I thought about all our friends, you know, that love to hear the show afterwards or live, and it kept me busy all day Thursday. I kept thinking, oh, wow, they're doing the show now.
You needed something to keep you busy, Angie.
I sure did. And, I totally agree with you. Tara, Rick, let me ask you a question. Have we got any songs on here which might be a fun punk song to play, like before Jenny gets here? I mean, we've got some of the Ruts. Would that be like...
That would work.
I'm looking here. I'm trying to see. I don't recognize all the titles. Now I've got.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, you have a look, darling, too, and see it. My sweet.
Okay. It's all kind of changed. Oh, there's one.
Oh, perfect. Would you also do the intro? And here's the Mighty Soldiers from Ruts DC.
All right.
All right, yeah, that's what
Marco Pussy, you there? Bless. Rock PC, you there? Bless you, love. Get up, flying, get up!
Hello, how are you? Hi, Jenny.
I'm fine, and there's Tara, Rick Hunt, the lovely Jenny.
Hey, welcome,
Tara.
Jenny.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
And you too.
We've been very excited about you coming on the show, Jenny.
Thank you.
Got carried away when I was introducing. I'm sorry, go ahead. Oh, I just wanted to say how excited we are about the 20-year anniversary of your incredible events company. I mean, Rebellion Festivals. This is so brilliant. And, Tara, I think you should probably chat away and get Jenny to tell us about the how long it's been going on and all the amazing incarnations it's seen, because she gave me some teasers, Jenny, and I was just thrilled. It sounded so brilliant.
Awesome.
Hi, Jenny.
Hey, how
great to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm good.
Thank you. Great to be here with Angie and Rick. So I have been telling them all about Rebellion, But it'd be lovely to hear it from you. If you can just tell us the story of Rebellion and how it started and what's inspired you now, you know, to be here on your 20th anniversary this year.
I think madness is probably the answer to that one. 20 years ago, my God. I really didn't ever imagine that 20 years on from the first Holidays in the Sun that I would still be involved and still doing the festival. But, 20 years ago, we did an all-day at Bath Pavilion with Stiff Little Fingers, and it was just a one-day event. And at the end of that weekend, we were like, well, you know, it's really great to see your friends for, you know, for the day and everything else, but it would be really good to get together. We've always had, you know, friends all over the country, all over the world. So it's like, you know, actually it was, you know, Darren had said, let's do a weekend festival. And I think my first words ended in off and stop being so ridiculous. But he persuaded me and that it was a good idea, and I went along with it. And we called Brighton Pavilion and said, do you fancy having a weekend punk event? And they said pretty much the same as I'd said, ending with off. So I suggested that we tried Blackpool because obviously it was a little bit less salubrious than Brighton. And and the people that ran the Winter Gardens at the time were just like, yeah, it sounds like a good idea. And, yeah, so that's how it kind of came about. And obviously it's in the days before computers and even fax machines. So it was kind of going through Daz's old address book and seeing who he could get hold of. And I can't remember how he got it, but somehow he got Mick Rossi's phone number from Slaughtering the Dogs and phoned him and was like, hi, Mick, fancy getting Slaughtering the Dogs back together? And, yeah, Mick obviously is as crazy as us, and he was like, I'll ring Wayne and see what I can do. And, it really was that kind of first festival really was just kind of bumbling about and seeing who we could get. And then once the word got out that it was happening, we were contacted by a guy who said, you know, I know the Drones from Manchester, and suddenly all these people started coming forward, and the lineup kind of came together like that. And it was a brilliant weekend, although it wasn't a financial success. We just decided to keep going with it and see where we ended up.
Wow.
And here we are.
And
20 years later.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And Rebellion has really got a family feel to it, like friends come together every year and they meet up, and you do feel like you've really bonded with people by the time you leave. So, when you first started that, were you aware that you were just trying to, you know, get all your mates together and have some great punk bands playing? Because I'm guessing there weren't really as many. Were there punk festivals back then, 20 years ago, or was there not much choice?
There were a few, but I don't think there wasn't anything much. Everything was kind of a one-day event, and you know, it was kind of, well, 96 wasn't really kind of dumbed down. There wasn't an awful lot going on at all. I mean, you know, the Explosives were still playing, GBH, the Subs, but a lot of bands had kind of drifted away from it. And so initially, yeah, it really was just let's get together and have a good weekend. And then, you know, more and more people started coming and more people started meeting other people. And, yeah, it's just become a big family now.
Definitely. And you've definitely become like a glue for the, you know, the British alternative punk bands, and it's really great. How do you feel that the music has changed over the last 20 years, you know, the styles of bands? Because you have over 200 bands, don't you?
We do, yeah, and we try and kind of incorporate most genres of, you know, that come under the punk umbrella. But I think the greatest thing about it is all the new bands, all the kids that are forming bands. The whole vibe, the whole vibrancy of the scene today is amazing, right from kind of this whole acoustic punk thing, and, you know, then bands coming through, and even bands on kind of mainstream radio that have got that punk edge. It's brilliant.
Hmm. And you've actually got your own band as well, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah, tell us about your band.
Well, we're called The Crows, and it's kind of acoustic punk, sort of along the kind of Levelers vein. And yeah, we're playing a charity gig on Saturday in Manchester called Punk for Pam, along with DBH and the Drongos. So I'm really looking forward to that. But yeah, we've had a bit of a quiet year last year, but hopefully this year we'll be back writing and recording and playing.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That is. I think we have a caller on the line.
Okay. Yes. Let's have a Is that you? Hi.
Do you hear me? Does anybody hear me?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay. Well, hi. Just let me ask you, can you hear me? Are you out there, Ohio?
I can hear you, Sally Jane Sharp Paulson.
I can hear you, Sally.
Okay. Hello to Rick and Tara and Angie. Welcome
Hi.
Back from the Looking Glass. Oh, my goodness. We were following along. And, to quote you during the show is interesting. So it's very good to have you back.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, Jenny is our guest. Jenny was the fourth person on the line. Jenny, this is the lovely Sally Jane Paulson.
Hey, congratulations on the 20th anniversary. And we were looking at the lineup, and you have just got the people who have really gone the extra mile. It seems like it's going to be a really great event. So Kevin and I will we'll try to be there.
Brilliant.
I know.
Great.
It'll bring back some great memories.
Awesome.
Ah,
that's
brilliant.
That's what we like.
Yeah. Well, I loved your playing the Ruts because, of course, last month, Kevin and I, we went to see the Ruts and the Levelers at Cliff Pavilion in South End. And they were just fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
No, I
cool.
heard those shows went really well.
Oh, well, I forced Fags to take a picture with us. It kept being blurry. And I said, you got to do it again because it's for Angie. I wouldn't ask for anybody else. But this one is for Angie. But it looks like a wonderful festival, and we're going to try to be there.
Brilliant. You'll be very welcome.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
you.
So nice. Well, I'm just looking over here because I was thinking it would be kind of nice to play a Dream Foundry tune right now, and I had one a minute ago, but now, how about Friends of Joe?
Oh, Angie, that is so nice of you. Thank you so much.
Would that be all right, Jenny, if we take a quick musical interlude just so we can honor Sally?
Absolutely.
You're too much.
Okay, here we go. Sally, do you want to introduce Friends of Joe by your band Dream Foundry, please? Tell us a bit
this is a song called Friends of Job. It's our one protest song. I think probably one is enough. And it's a bit, I wrote it when during the last presidential election when I saw the way that, a certain faction was treating people who just happened to be poor and laying
right.
the blame on their shoulders. And if you go, the reason I call it Friends of Job is because if you go back to the book of Job in the Old Testament, at the time when Job has lost everything and has had every horrible thing happen to him except for death, his friends come, and at first they're very comforting and they do the right thing, but then they start to get afraid and think, if this could happen to such a decent man, what can happen to us? So they had to make up a reason for him to have been punished as badly as he was. And, of course, God shows up and says he didn't do anything. He's the greatest guy in the world. It rains on the just and the unjust. But all these years later, we still put the onus of misfortune on the shoulders of the misfortunate. And that's why we wrote this.
I love it already. I played it before. It's
sounds amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Friends of Joe's Dream Foundry.
Oh, thank you so much, Angie.
So welcome.
Sits outside the station. He won't bother to look up. A sharp man in a tailored suit kicks the metal cup and laughs.
The earthquake reflected in his eyes. He would be any motherfuck. Joy together once in time. In the moment you are one.
Everything he could have to lose. Who could know?
See your face reflected in his eyes. You could be any mother's son. Join together once in time. In the moment you are one.
Put me in a good mood.
Thank you so much. Well, we all appreciate
fabulous.
This. Oh, thank you. Now, I guess you'll have to hear from all of us. Rick, I think you're the only one who's not in a band yet, but I think we'll have to take care of that.
I have my own band. I call it the Plastic Eskimo Babies.
I call it the Solitary Sombrero Society.
The Solitary Sombrero Society. Oh, I love it.
And you don't fall against the bedpost like last time.
Oh, God. So, Jenny, may I just praise you for a minute. I was really impressed with an article in 2014 by The Guardian where their issue was that punk had a problem with women. And you were just so brilliant. You just on point at all times, rebellion promoter and event coordinator Jenny Russell Smith is always on point, I wrote. She listed all, some of the great girl bands who were going to be seen at the festival in 2014. Maid of Aces, The Duel, Vice Squad, Glitter Trap, Mothers, Disas, Efa Supertramp, please correct me if I say it wrong, Healthy Junkies, and Megan Mogg. And I loved the fact that the writer asked you where you came from, and you said from the north of England, and apparently we're also to be very happy about the fact that there is obviously in the north of England a much more egalitarian way of viewing not only the opinions of women, but, you know, how they are represented. And I just wanted to give you kudos. I wanted to give you praise for talking out like that and being so supportive of other women. We're always on the lookout for folks that teach or folks that share or folks that pass on the messages that are important. And I just wanted to say all that to you.
Thank you.
You're so
thank
welcome.
You for mentioning
please
our band,
about
Jenny.
The new one, you know, the new, I mean, like this, the 2016 festival. Who are the female bands that you're excited about seeing? Are there any new ones? Are there any young ones like you were mentioning earlier?
Yeah, there's lots of young ones. There's a Swedish band called Better Bitch who are totally all girls. And they're making quite big waves in Sweden, and they're very, very good. And there's a Blackpool-based band called the Polyesters. Are very good. Loaded 44. We've got lots of things on the acoustic stage as well. Carol Hodge, she's a singer-songwriter. So, yeah, there's always, you know, new women bands, new women artists popping up at Rebellion.
Now, we all have to go to Blackpool.
Exactly. Now, Tara, are you there, my love? Yes. Tara?
Yeah, I'm just about back.
Okay. I was going to say, and please, Jenny, I'm just saying all of this so that you can comment. So please, just interject at any point.
No worries.
Jenny's the Rebellion website is just bloody marvelous. I was on there a little while ago, and they've got, like, the confirmations, the bands who are confirmed. So we're looking at Stiff Little Fingers, Jello Biafra GSM, Descendants, The Damned, Cock Sparrow, Flag, The Buzzcocks. I mean, this is just the beginning. They've got 4 days of several areas and constant and wonderful live shows going on. This is just you know what it made me think of, Jenny? I started thinking, how would we now name a promoter who's also the museum curator of an entire genre of music?
Wow.
And I understand.
That's amazing.
That you did
this is amazing.
What Tara was telling me, that at one point you guys took over a whole little town because you didn't do it at the Winter Garden, and that it was,
oh, that's right, in Morecambe.
Tara said it was so incredible.
I loved it
there. There were all these punks walking around.
That's right, because it's a tiny town and
brilliant.
Because there wasn't one venue that was big enough, we just had every venue in the town.
Wow.
Well, please tell us all about it. What town was it for a start?
It's up the coast from Blackpool. It's called Morecambe, And it started out in we moved from Blackpool in 97 and did it in a venue called The Dome in Morecambe, which only held about 1,000 people. And we did
right.
it there for a couple of years. And then it started to really grow again. And by 2001, we realised we needed to kind of expand it. So they had a big market building that had been built with lottery funding. And one of the premises of the lottery funding was that they had to hold events there 3 times a year. So we became one of those kind of 3 events. And so we've continued to use the Dome, the Market Arena, another venue called the Platform, and then a venue that was kind of up the coast called the Carlton. So it wasn't under one roof. It was kind of, you had to run around lots.
Sounds like it was wonderful. I mean, you just, you know, you repurpose the town for the time of the festival, which is so clever.
Yeah.
I'm just so impressed.
It really was unique. It was a very unique experience. I think we had our first
gig Tari,
there.
What was it like playing these wonderful festivals for Jenny?
It was brilliant. We were just really excited to get our first gig when they were based in Morecambe. I think we played on a Sunday morning at midday. So.
Awesome.
It was, we kind of went, well, we don't know, I can't remember if we got any sleep, but it was great. It was great to play. And we were just
I don't think anybody ever got any sleep in Morecambe.
No. Yeah. We were hooked. And we love the festival. It really, a lot of bands here, they just adore going up there, and it's a real highlight of people's lives. There's loads of other festivals they could go to, but this one's a bit special, not in a weird way.
Thank you. It probably is.
So we'll
this is so great.
We'll have to get you up there, Angie.
I'm so impressed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's
Andy,
so great.
It's just marvelous. Now, Jenny, please, interrupt. And
tell me about this, the one year. What have you got planned from Thursday, August 4th to Sunday, August 7th that is going to knock their socks off on this 20-year anniversary, my friend?
Well, we've got 7 stages, so we've added another stage. We're adding an outdoor stage this year. In a marquee, so it's not weather reliant, which I think will be amazing. And also the new band stage, the kind of showcasing the new talent, that's going to run the whole weekend instead of just Thursday. We're going to have a whole weekend of bands, up and coming talent, loads of chance to kind of spot the next big thing, and that'll be brilliant. The acoustic stage is going to run for longer hours. We've got an amazing literary spoken word stage, which will be in the Opera House, which is a beautiful venue and has amazing acoustics. So, and the art exhibition will be bigger than ever. So, yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Huh.
It's a whole experience, isn't it? It's not just music.
Yeah, I think that's kind of something that I've tried to build up over the last 10 years is to kind of make it much more than just 4 days of punk rock.
Yeah. And you have a spoken word stage. That's really great.
It's kind of a literary stage. So we have interviews with people, but then we also have kind of performance poetry, spoken word. We've just confirmed that Jello Biafra will be doing spoken word this year. And I think it'll be that'll be really good. Yeah,
bravo,
I can't wait.
Jenny, bravo. This is so fascinating.
So it's really come a long way in the 20 years that you've been doing it. And I love the strategy that you use of taking over an entire town.
Taking over
isn't
the world
it?
By 2 times 2.
It is.
Yes, it's just perfect. I'm going to ask to beg your indulgence, everybody. Would you... I had something happen today which has kind of put me in a strange frame of mind, and I'm taking comfort in music. Would you forgive me if I play some Haji Mike? This is about my island, Cyprus, when Cyprus beats one.
Amazing.
I'm so sorry, Jenny, that we didn't get your MP3s from your band. We've been running
That's
like
right.
crazy people. No, I am so, and please.
We have.
You must be back, and we'll do it closer to the time. And if you allow us, we'll have you on and play some of the different bands that are going to be on. You know what I mean? Some
that
of their songs.
That would be amazing.
That get you
I'd love that.
We'd
that
love to
fantastic.
Do this. We're just
yeah.
not organized because I'm in London and poor Tara's been, you know, filling in and trying to just do everything for me. And it's been a...
Oh, she's great. Amazing.
We're glad to be here. Yes.
Awesome.
And I
was Thank
so
you.
And I wonder if all of you would mind. I would like to hear this right now. Rick, is that all right with you when Cypress
Of course it is. Of course it is. And thank God for
okay,
Tara.
Let's do it. Yeah. Tara, is it okay with you?
Yeah, it's totally cool. I need to
Okay,
right
baby.
Now.
The politician.
Oh, you've been brilliant.
They're beyond the dole when Cyprus becomes one. I wonder what they'll have to show when Cyprus becomes one. Will they sell us out just like before when Cyprus becomes one? And will it lead to yet more war when Cyprus becomes one? And will you be my brother, sister, when Cyprus becomes one? Tanks and bombs litter the streets. Life is harsh, hard, bitter, sweet. Tourists love to soak the sun, drink the booze, dish out all that make us run. And will it all be just the same? Different players playing the same game when Cyprus becomes one? Refugees in their homes. Missing persons reunited. Weapons cast away, living life, having a say. Natives in a native land, creating more natives for peace. You understand? Or am I asking for too much? Saying things that are out of touch? Or is it such a impossibility? Beyond the next century, strange mystery, Mysterio Brahma, a fallacy for Cyprus to be one. So just in case it doesn't happen, Cyprus becoming one, that is, when I die, I'll tell you what I want on last request. Bury me somewhere in between, in that no person's land, on that line which they call green. And there, my spirit will rest and wait. To greet the date, to celebrate the time and day so great when Cyprus becomes one.
Thank you, Haji Mike. Okay, everyone.
Wow, that was amazing.
Isn't that a wonderful piece?
That really
he's
wonderful.
Our
That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Who was
he's
it?
It's a gentleman, a professor in Cyprus at the University of Nicosia, who has a bunch of reggae albums and also A Pair of Olive Leaves, which was the first album that I helped him promote about Cyprus, and he did it with a Turkish Cypriot poet, it's all about the people in Cyprus wanting to be one, and about the government arguing and spitting it out on the people of Cyprus, which is us. So, I was very happy to help promote it, and very delighted to share it with you. So, Tara, would you please let's talk about what's going on with the Rebellion Festival with all of the different bands, because now we know that Jenny's got these five stages and a covered marquee. I mean, this is going to be brilliant. How many bands have you got there, Jenny?
I think there's going to be about 230 in total.
Wow.
That's a lot of bands to organize.
I freak out.
That's a lot of logistics.
That's enough to take over another town.
It is, yeah. Well, I figure it's, you know, if you can put 10 bands on, you can put 230 on. It's not really that much different.
Oh.
This is
the run amok tour.
This wonderful gal. Listen to this quote from her in The Guardian. There are so many women getting out there and doing it, and it makes my heart sing.
Yay.
Doesn't that sound like our friends? Yes, Jenny.
Amazing.
Hey, Jenny. Bravo, Jenny.
Wonderful. Phil, there is a culture show special called Girls Will Be Girls about the female punk spirit. It's an excellent show about it.
That sounds great.
I was surprised for that.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. I think it was from about 2014. And
okay.
It was about a celebration of women in punk. So it may be available on YouTube. I'll have to take a look for it.
Okay.
That sounds really
interesting. That would be great. But so, Miss Jenny, what do you think about after 20 years? What, tell us, I always love to do this to people. Don't die. I'm not. I just know how much folks enjoy this. It's true, isn't it, Greg?
What is Angie doing?
Well, Jenny.
I like it, whatever she's doing. It's cool.
Jenny, would you give us five top moments on stage during the 20 years of the shows?
Okay, right. So, not in no particular order, I've got the first
no particular
year, 1996.
Order.
No particular order. So, 1996, Slaughtering the Dogs. That was amazing. Then 2001, Cock Sparrow. That was fantastic. First time Cock Sparrow
right.
played the UK for us. That was brilliant. I have a really funny story about Shane McGowan in 2003.
Please
that
tell
was probably
us.
Oh, brilliant. That's probably one of the highlights. And he is such a wonderful, wonderful human being. I love him to bits. But, I booked a flight for him to come to Manchester and get picked up. It was in Morecambe. And I think his flight was due to land about 3 o'clock. And at 2:30, his manager phoned and said, it's Joey and we're on the boat. And I was like, what are you doing on a boat? You should be on a flight. And he's like, sure enough, Gene's got a tooth abscess and the dentist has said that he shouldn't fly. So we're on the boat. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. So they didn't get into Holyhead until 6:30 that night. And they were on stage at 8 o'clock or 8:30 or something. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, God.
And I then found out from the rest of the band who were travelling up from London that there were no trains, that they had got the last train from London and that Shane wouldn't be able to get from Holyhead. He could get as far as Chester, but then wouldn't be able to get to Morecambe. So the only person that I could find with the car was our merch lady, who had one of those tiny little Cinquecento cars. So she went
right
down the M6 to Chester train station. And she said she hadn't got a clue who she was picking up. So she said, I just saw these two guys that looked like vagrants standing at Chester train station and went, oi, are you Shane McGowan? And she's like, get in the car. And his manager's like, have we got time to go for something to eat? She's like, no, you have to get in the car. So then she speeds back at the M6 at God knows what speed, pulls to a halt outside of the dome. The Popes were already on stage. So we bundled him in to the dressing room, and Peter from the Test Tube Babies was the stage manager at the time. And after about 5 minutes, he came out and he went, okay, he's drank everything that in the building. He's pissed in the bin. He's about ready to go on stage. amazing. And yeah, and I sat up talking to him until 7:30 the next morning. That was amazing. So that's my number three.
Great.
And
perfect.
I guess going back to Blackpool in 2006 was a really big moment. Just being back in the Winter Gardens, and yeah, I love that building. And the Empress Ballroom was actually built in 1896, so it's like 100 years old when we first did it. So I have a real passion about the place, and so going back in 2006 was really amazing. And and then I guess playing with my first band in 2007, Play Daisy, we played the arena stage. That was quite a highlight, actually playing my own.
I bet.
It was amazing.
Wow.
So yeah.
Wow.
And hopefully there'll be lots of highlights this year.
Oh yeah.
I like that.
But it's funny, isn't it? Highlights always have great anecdotes attached to them. And I always love to ask people, you know, well, give us your five most fabulous recollections, especially you, because you've seen so many brilliant shows there, my goodness.
Yeah, there's been great bands.
And do you do any other festivals, Jenny, or is this the only one you do?
We've taken Rebellion and Holidays in Sun Wasted all over the world, from Japan, Australia, lots of places in Europe. But I think for the last couple of years, we've kind of concentrated just on the UK. But that's not to say we won't get itchy feet and start tramping the grounds of Europe again.
You were going to go to
the States
at one point.
What was it like
exciting.
In Australia?
I don't know. I didn't actually go to Australia. I don't like long-haul flights, so I didn't actually go. But they had a good weekend.
Oh, great. Well, that's so neat to hear.
Everybody enjoyed themselves.
Well, it's just really nice to think that an algorithm you came up with worked internationally. I think that's more kudos to you, clever lady.
Thanks.
And
no,
do you handpick all the bands that play, Jenny?
Yeah, myself and Darren, we kind of, you know, go through most, you know, we pick out, we kind of look for things that we think people will like. You know, when we're looking for new bands, we kind of, you know, we listen to everybody. And it's a real shame because there are so many good bands out there that don't get to play because obviously room is finite. But, I think that we just try and pick things that we think that people will appreciate when they haven't seen it before.
And how do bands go about, applying to play? What's the protocol?
The best way is just to email us, send us some links to stuff, or send CDs, the addresses on the website. I think be patient and be persistent, definitely is the key words.
Yeah.
Patience and persistence, yeah. Because it is difficult. We do get inundated with bands, but, you know, I think if you are, you know, patient and not really rude like some people are, we do eventually get around to listening to most things that come in, and it's been really good with the new band stage because Johnny Wawa's kind of taken over listening and kind of looking for that new talent, so it's been brilliant having him on board to kind of take some of the pressure off with regards to finding new stuff.
Would you say there's more bands being formed than before?
Over the last 5 years, I've seen more bands kind of, you know, people really try, you know, people really just out there trying, having a go. Loads of acoustic stuff. We've got some great stuff on the acoustic stage this year. And, amazed at how people just get out there and do it.
I think last year I was I don't know, I obviously drunk too much because you see all your friends and you all buy each other drinks, but I ended up listening to ABBA randomly. It was that was mental. I think it was ABBA last year, wasn't it, Jenny? Or ABBA tribute band.
No, they played the year before. They played the after show party. And who played last year? We had the Sweets on last year. We didn't have ABBA. I'm not sure.
Oh, it must have been the year before.
They
were rolling into
one. Sweets was so good. I know, yeah, tell me about it.
Huh.
It is exciting.
Wow. I think my Solitary Sombrero Society should become an ABBA cover band.
I think that as soon as you get it together, I think you should message me and you can play. Absolutely. It's the best name ever.
I'm using for your first gig.
You should use falling out of bed onto a pile of drawings as a sound effect.
Ka-flap.
You too. Oh, boy. Miss Jenny, can we just allow Miss Jenny to do a recap of everything that she wants our friends and people who are going to come to the festival to know? I was very impressed. Until May 31st, you can get a ticket for all 4 days for £145. So if you're planning a trip to England and you were a punk, come on down and book your ticket.
Absolutely. the more the
Jenny,
merrier.
Take it away, Missy. Please tell them all about it.
Okay, so Rebellion Festival. It's August the 4th to the 7th, and you can see the likes of the Descendants, Cock Sparrow, Stiff Little Fingers, the Buzzcocks, the Damned, Jello Biafra, Dag Nasty, Fear, the Exploited, the Addict, Jilted John, Peter Hook and the Light, plus loads and loads more. Slaughter and the Dogs, original lineup, everything you could ever want. 7 stages, 4 days. The best weekend. You'll make the best friends and have the best time. And if you want any more information, then go to rebellionfestivals.com.
Nice.
Oh, man, that's all we need
brilliant.
To know.
And brilliant. The best hangover. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
that was
we're going to make a point of being there.
Wow.
Yes, we want everybody
definitely.
To be there.
I think you should all meet me for a drink.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we would love that. Boy, I think that we have time. If you don't mind, I think we're going to play another song. And then we'll take a few last questions. Please think of some nice questions, everyone. For Jenny, for instance,
thank you.
Who is going to be the headliner on the first night? I'd like to.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to play this, and everyone think of a question, and then we'll jam them in before we have to go away from each other. I love you all so much. I'm having such a good time. This is also by Haji Mike. This is from A Pair of Olive Leaves. I find this, it helps my heart when I'm feeling blue.
How is for peace a pair of olive leaves? I want to live a good life.
My heart was sweating with joy. I lit a pair of olive leaves. I wanted to freeze the time in this frame. I lit a pair of olive leaves. On love's branch, your gaze was fluttering. I lit a pair. Slowly we were transporting our past into future. I lit a pair of olive leaves. Even after death, our ashes will stay together. I lit a pair of olive leaves. Thank you.
looked earlier, do you, Ray? She's 18 yapmağı yaptım. Her şey olduğunca kalmalıydı. İki zeytin yaprağı yaktım. Sevginin dalında çırpınıyordu bakışların. İki zeytin yaprağı yaktım. Geçmişi taşıyorduk usulca yarınlara. İki zeytin yaprağı yaktım. Yansak da küllerimiz birlikte kalacaktı. İki zeytin yaprağı yaktım.
Ladies. That was a beautiful cut.
Yeah, this is A Pair of Olive Leaves. The album is called, it's by Poets for Peace. One is a Turkish Cypriot poet. One is Haji Mike, who's a Greek Cypriot. Dennis Franz is from San Francisco and was the beat master. And they got involved in a lot of really reggae beats. So, Jenny, who's going to be the headliner on Friday night at the Rebellion Festival in the Winter Gardens in Blackpool in August?
Okay, so Friday night one of the headliners will be the Exploited. We're just kind of doing the time list. We're putting things into days, but I do know the Descendants and Flag will be Thursday. The Exploited will be Friday. Cockspur will be Saturday. And I think that Cello by Effort will be on the Sunday, but possibly not one of the headliners. But, so we're just kind of putting that all together at the moment.
Oh, Jenny, Tara, thank you so much for it. Tara, thank you for inviting Jenny.
Thank you,
yeah. Thank you for accepting. It's been such a pleasure talking to you. Sally Jane Paul,
it's lovely
I'm
to have
so
you
happy
back.
To call.
Oh,
it's
so
great
nice
to be
so
back,
nice.
Oh,
it's been
Tara, thank you so much for everything that you've done. And Rick,
you're
I'm
welcome.
So happy to hear you. I missed you so.
Aww. Thank you, Angie. You were. I thought about you constantly. I was
we
so worried
you.
About you.
He did. He did. We're all looking after him.
I have to ask Jenny.
Ladies and gentlemen, bye-bye, everyone.
or maybe not.
Next time, yeah.
Have a great
he
night,
come
everybody.
Back, Jenny.
Yes, Jenny, come back.
Come back. Yes, we want you on the
I'd
show.
I'd love to come back.
Thank
yes,
you, everybody.
All right,
see
we'll
you all.
Jam it. One more
brilliant.
Time.
See you all.
Wow.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
This is
bye.
Like shooting fish
bye,
in a barrel.